The Bronx District Attorney's Office has changed its approach to prosecuting trespassing charges in a way that public defenders and civil libertarians say marks a major reversal from business as usual. The DA's office says it will no longer prosecute people who were stopped and arrested for trespassing, unless the arresting officer is interviewed and confirms the arrest was valid. The Bronx District Attorney's Office told the NYPD about the change in July, and it was reported in today's New York Times. WNYC's Bridget Bergen joins me now to talk about this policy change. Bridget, Bronx DA Robert Johnson now says the arresting officer needs to come in for an interview in order for his office to prosecute a trespassing charge. How big a deal is it for a police officer to come in for an interview like this? Why is this considered a big change?
Well, Amy, according to the Bronx DA, they've heard complaints for years, actually, about unlawful arrests, where people who were stopped and arrested either lived at or were guests of people who lived at these buildings. This new policy really just raises the stakes for the NYPD. Now the arresting officer must come in person and explain what led to the arrest. If it's just that the person was entering or exiting the building, that's not valid cause. I talked to Chris Dunn from the New York Civil Liberties Union. He actually has a lawsuit against the city related to these trespassing arrests. He said this was a pretty bold move by the Bronx DA's office.
For them to take the additional step of actually changing the basic procedure and requiring police officers to come in and be interviewed, frankly, is a pretty clear signal that they have real concerns about the legality of these arrests. And that's an unusual thing to see from a district attorney's office.
So Stephen Reed, a spokesman for the Bronx District Attorney's Office, sent a statement today saying that this policy was discussed with the offices of other district attorneys and with the NYPD. He said the Bronx wasn't alone in their approach to this issue, and that when they have the ability to question an officer about the specifics, they don't always get a complete picture of what happened, so that this new policy allows them to do that.
So what about the other DA's offices? Do they have the same policy or do they plan to adopt it?
Well, it's a good question. We reached out to all four of the offices today. A statement that we got back from Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines said that his office has raised concerns about the stop and frisk at some buildings, some of these arrests. But it also seemed to say that training between the DA's and the NYPD sufficiently deals with the issue. He never explicitly said they don't have the policy, but he certainly didn't say that they do. From the other DA's offices, we either did not get a response to our request for comment, or they cited pending litigation as a reason why they could not comment.
So we've heard of Christopher Dunn and the NYCLU's lawsuit. Are there other lawsuits related to this policy?
There are actually two lawsuits pending against the city related to trespassing arrests. And it is the lawsuit filed by the New York Civil Liberties Union that has to do with the Clean Halls program that really broke this news today. It's the Clean Hall program allows police to patrol hallways and private buildings, and it's a letter from the Bronx DA to the NYPD outlining this new policy that's been submitted as evidence in that case.
WNYC has reported extensively on the Bronx DA's office, specifically its decision to not prosecute policy. Is this policy change related to that?
Right. So we had a huge investigative piece related to the decline to prosecute policy and the victims policy. They both relate to the Bronx District Attorney's Office. In the first investigation, we found that they declined to prosecute thousands more cases than the other four DAs. And the most common reason the Bronx DA opts not to prosecute was because victims refused to cooperate with the investigation within 24 hours. This policy is different. In these cases, people are being arrested at public and private housing complexes for trespassing. And the Bronx DA has changed its policy, you know, after receiving complaints from legal advocates, that defendants who were arrested oftentimes lived in these buildings or, you know, had invited the people who were being arrested were guests of people who lived in these buildings.
Very briefly, how has the NYPD responded to this policy change by the DA's office in the Bronx?
Well, the New York Times quotes a letter from Commissioner Ray Kelly saying an internal inquiry has found that no wrongdoing was done and the degree to which these improper arrests was taking place has been overstated.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen on the Bronx DA's new requirement on prosecuting trespassing arrests. Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you.